Yeah. Got new.
What?
We got a damn good show for y'all today. Good show.
What's up, Joe Biden? Why are you stuttering and fumbling?
Man, I kind of, I don't know what happened.
Whatever. Hey, don't forget, you can always support the. Now I'm stuttering.
You done caught it from me.
The Joe Biden.
Hey, do some social distancing.
I got the Joe Biden virus. It's been going airborne. Hey, look here. You can always support the Harsh Twins at officialharshtwins.com.
Yeah, get you a patriotic t-shirt and hat today.
Use discount code. Come on, man.
You got to spell it for him.
C-O-M-M. Just the way Joe Biden spells it.
C-O-M-M?
C-O-M-M-O-N.
That's it. That's common.
Space.
That's common.
Come on. How you spell come on?
C-M-O-N.
See what?
Shut up. C-M-O-N-M-A-N. Come on, man.
Yeah.
One word.
Dedicated to President-elect Joe Biden. What a shame. Country just took two steps. Well, country didn't take two steps. Country just took like 500 steps in a dead sprint in the opposite direction.
That's an opinion. On the left, they would disagree.
No, I have strong opinions. I'm allowed to express my opinions. This is a free country, you know. This is the United States of America, lefty.
Yeah. But all right, let's get to the topic at hand.
They're trying to impeach one of the best presidents we've ever had.
That's an opinion.
You got to put that out there because you'll get fact checked. They ain't going to fact check an opinion. How the hell you going to fact check an opinion?
The left won't fact check an opinion. You sure about that?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's true.
But we going to do this again.
Yeah, again.
I mean, the president-elect, soon about to be inaugurated, said that he wanted to unify the country.
He said we're just going to start rebuilding together. How the hell we supposed to start rebuilding together? This is going to piss off a lot of people.
The articles of impeachment says he incited the violence that happened at the Capitol.
He didn't do a damn YouTube video. He didn't get on Twitter with a damn pitchfork and damn torch and said, burn this shit down.
He didn't say any of that. He didn't.
He's not walk around talking about no justice, no peace. He ain't did none of that.
Yeah, he didn't do any of that. But
that's an opinion.
Yeah.
That he incited violence, right?
Yeah, it's an opinion.
That's an opinion.
Unless he explicitly says it.
Yes. Why are you impeaching a man based on an opinion?
Well, he did it before. They did with that damn phone call to Ukraine.
That was a perfectly honest phone conversation. He didn't get on the phone and says, hey, I need you to take him down. I need you to take him down quick. No, he told him to do his job. Hey, can you look into this? A lot of American people was up in arms about this. Yeah. See what really happened?
I mean, okay, let's say y'all get the votes in the House, which y'all have the votes.
Yeah.
And it gets to the Senate, and for whatever reason, they decide to remove the president.
He's going
to
be out of office by then. He's out in, what, 8 days?
Yeah, why would you go through this process? That's more
you
important.
Know why?
Hold on, there's more important things to be focusing on right now. Remember COVID.
You know why they're doing this?
What?
You got to, they're liberal, man. Liberals don't make any sense. You got the numbers in the House, you can impeach him. You can impeach him for anything. You can impeach him for opinion. I mean, it doesn't really matter at this point. Y'all going to impeach the man for anything.
Yeah.
Once you get the numbers and it goes to the Senate, the president is out of office. Can you actually impeach a man once he's out of office? And I know the real reason why you want to impeach him, because you want to make sure this man doesn't run for office again.
Let's say, he has to be removed from office for.
Right.
I mean, you can impeach him and not be removed from office. We all learned that from the first impeachment.
Right.
But
a lot of liberals didn't know that.
Yeah.
We impeached him. He's gone. Yeah, we did it. He's out of here. I was like, no, you dumbass.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that. There's a trial in the Senate.
Yeah.
But by the time you get to the trial, isn't he out of office? How can you remove somebody from office that's not in office? But I want to say this. Let's say for some strange odd reason that the Democrats are successful in impeaching him and removing him from office after Joe Biden's been inaugurated. Let's say something crazy thing happens.
Right.
That sets a precedent. All that stuff Joe Biden did when he was with Obama with the Ukraine, he's on tape.
Right.
Doing what you claim Trump did in his phone call, which he never did.
Yeah.
He's on tape.
Yeah.
saying, if you do not do what I want, you will not get all this money. I think it was like $1 billion. I can't remember the total. But you're not going to get this $1 billion. Yeah. That also sets a precedent. When he was vice president, Hunter Biden, his son, who just so happens to be a crackhead, I got to throw that out there.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. I got to throw that out there because y'all called the Trump kids horrible things. And so I just got to throw that out there.
Yeah.
He got jobs with foreign governments getting paid millions of dollars because of his dad.
Yeah. Not because of his work experience or his or his expertise in a certain field. No. That he got those jobs basically because of who his dad is.
Yeah.
His whole family.
Yeah. If Joe Biden was not his daddy, he wouldn't have got any of those jobs.
He ain't gonna be working for no energy company. He ain't got no experience in energy. The dude can't even talk Ukrainian.
He can't talk Chinese. Neither.
Now you brought up a very valuable point.
I always bring up valuable points.
He's smart, man.
I'm the brains of this operation.
Well, who the hell am I? Fredo?
You Fredo.
I'm smart.
You Fredo, man.
Hey, look here, man. That's a very important idea. If you can remove a man, if you can impeach a man once he's out of office, have him impeach.
Yeah.
Can you impeach a vice president for prior things that he did when he was in office?
When he was vice president. He's now president, though. He's in office.
If you can remove a man, if you can impeach a president after he's out of office, why can't you go after Joe Biden?
Yeah.
And what he did is on tape. It's documented. There's evidence.
Yeah.
That laptop with his sons, everything's documented. It's no conspiracy. That laptop is real. It's not make-believe. Yeah. You can impeach him. If y'all truly want to rebuild this country together, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
You say one thing and you do the exact opposite. You don't really want to build together. If y'all really want to build together, y'all would have stood up in Congress. Y'all would be coming together. Hey, this thing, what happened with Paula? Y'all would be doing something about that.
Yeah. You wouldn't want half the country being silenced like we are.
Yeah. Half the country is being silenced and half this country feel that this election was, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it. Don't want to go there again, but. Hey, you have to start looking in the mirror and say, what could I have done different?
Yeah, like half the country got to watch what they say. The other half of the country can say whatever they want.
Yeah, do whatever they want, man. It's like a double standard. These double standards have to stop.
Yeah.
It's just further divide this country, man. But what I know, man, I'm just a conspiracy theorist.
Who said that?
The left. Where you been?
We've been called a lot of things. I think we typically.
If you talk about anything about that election.
All right, shut up! You can't talk about that no more.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't even know why he's screaming.
All right, you make your point.
Yeah. Yeah, technically, look at all the wars we've had in this country. Most of the wars have been fought on ground, like World War I, World War II. Not a lot of the battles are being fought in the air. Are we at war right now? I mean, I want to make you think. I'm not saying we're at war, but are we at war? Technically, not from the ground, not from the air, but are we being attacked and nobody realizes it? The conservative voice is being muted in this country. If you're conservative, your business are being closed down. People are actually, I saw Andy Ngoa, he's actually got a book in a bookstore.
He's a journalist. He got attacked by Antifa. He's a conservative journalist.
Right.
And we've seen a video where he's selling a book. He's got a book out. And Antifa's outside of this bookstore protesting that his book's on sale.
Yeah. And nobody can go in there and shop. Yeah. Until he removes that one book.
Yeah.
That's why I'm bringing up this. Are we at war and nobody on the right wants to call it what it is?
Yeah.
I mean, we're being attacked, not from the air, from the ground. We're being attacked through tech. Big tech.
I wouldn't use the word war.
Hey.
I wouldn't use that word because let's bring the temperature down.
Man, I'm fitting to raise the temperature up in here, man.
Nah, we got to.
Okay, let's bring the temperature down.
Yeah, don't call it that.
I'm just asking y'all to think.
I told you.
That's a good question.
I told you before we do any videos, let's keep the temperature down.
I think.
The hell so funny? I told you to keep the temperature down in these videos.
Think about it, though, man. Think about it, how we're being silenced, people's pages on Facebook. Because look here, back in old days, man, you had to be on TV to get your message out there now. To get your message out there. Now, you don't need a TV. You can become a comedian, a musician, a superstar just from a video camera and editing software. Yeah. You don't need TV.
Like, we all had a voice.
Right.
Like, there's, like, in the old days, you know, for people to spread messages, you had to meet in the town center or what you saw on the TV, the news. Now we all, each and every one of us, can create a YouTube channel.
You can have your own show, your own radio show.
You can create a show on Facebook, a.k.a. Fastest Book, and just put your message out there. And then with all that information at hand, then we were left to decide, you know, what side we're on. But now big tech is limiting what you see on the right.
Yeah, because they want that control. People on the left, they want that control. They want to control what you hear.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it the W word. What are we going to call it?
Man,
it's a game of chess right now.
A game of chess?
Yeah, bring the temperature down.
Okay, let's bring this temperature down.
Yeah.
Let's bring it down.
This is a big game of chess.
Yeah.
They made that move. They own, like, we claim to be the smart ones on the right. The left owns everything. But we the smart ones.
Why do they own everything?
Yeah.
Think about it. Why do the left own everything? It's because our college institutions are indoctrinating camps. Yeah. All these young people that's running these companies, CEOs, they learn it in college.
Yeah, they're learning business, but they're also learning leftism.
Socialism. Marxism.
Yeah. And all this stuff that's never worked anywhere in the world before.
Yeah. I saw a dude call himself the proud socialist. And he lives here in the United States. Like, does that make any sense? You a proud socialist living in a capitalistic society. You don't live in a socialized society. You don't live in Venezuela. You don't live in any country, but you call yourself a proud socialist while you benefiting off the fact that you live in a capitalistic company and you got your... Just people just don't make any sense, man.
Yeah, let me bring this up.
Let's bring the temperature down. Let's not say we're at war. It's a game of chess. The person on that end of the table is attacking me. Can you say that?
What?
When you're playing a game of chess, aren't you attacking me?
Why you got to go there with attack? We playing a game of chess. We just playing
a game.
No,
man, you
right
attacking
now.
Me, man. You trying to beat me, man.
Yeah, we having fun. Okay, I want to touch on the point, like socialism, that acronym for that. What was it? It was a Twitter account, right? Proud Socialist?
Yeah, I think it was.
I just told you not to bring up the temperature.
Might as well change it to Proud Moron.
Like the Nazi Party. I couldn't remember what it stands for. It stands for Well, the Nazi Party, they were formed by the National Socialist German Workers' Party. Socialist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, when you look at all these, the history of socialism, it's led to hundreds of millions of deaths around the world in the name of socialist institutions, socialist governments.
Yeah, I'm not saying capitalism is perfect. Nothing is perfect. But it's definitely socialism.
Yeah, and capitalism here in the States has brought hundreds of millions of people out of poverty.
Yeah.
Right? While socialism has driven people into poverty.
Yeah, just because something is not perfect doesn't mean you just throw it away. You make it better.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean you go for something that's never worked anywhere.
Yeah.
And that's what the party on the left stands for now.
Hey, what's that definition of insanity? Doing a repeating the same thing over, expecting a different outcome.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that, right?
Yeah.
Technically, you people that's proud socialists, you're technically insane. It's true. Repeating the exact same thing over and over and over.
Doing it.
Expecting a different outcome.
That's it. Yeah.
You are insane. That's the definition of insanity.
Yeah.
You socialists are mentally insane. That's like going up to a hot pot of boiling water. You pick it up hot. Oh shit! It burned my hand. Damn! I don't know why that happened. Ah shit! What the hell's going on? Oh god! What the hell? Oh shit! It keeps burning me.
Hey,
why does it keep doing that?
Kevin, it's enough.
Oh damn it!
Kevin,
they get it. That's y'all. That is you.
I think they got it the third time after you burned your hand.
No, I want to rub it in, man. Because you know these people are morons, right?
Hey, man, I forgot to put my hat on.
Yeah, man.
I bet y'all forgot what the top of my head looks like.
You're going to put the hat back on.
Yeah, get some tilt action, man.
Get some tilt action.
Get that tilt going.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a damn good show.
Yeah. Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again. Yeah.